SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Kegiatan sepulang sekolah menawarkan banyak manfaat bagi anak-anak dan remaja, mulai dari mempelajari keterampilan baru hingga menjalin pertemanan. Meskipun ada banyak pilihan di Australia, kegiatan tersebut bisa jadi mahal. Dalam episode SBS Australia Explain kali ini, kami akan membahas tempat untuk menemukan kegiatan sepulang sekolah yang terjangkau dan inklusif. Laporan ini disusun oleh Audrey Borsche. Sepak bola, renang, balet, piano, catur, seni dan kerajinan, sirkus, memasak, robotika, basket, tenis dan yang lain adalah kegiatan-kegiatan yang dapat diikuti sepulang dari sekolah di Australia. Kami tahu bahwa anak-anak memperoleh banyak manfaat dari mengikuti kegiatan-kegiatan itu. Tentu saja mereka dapat mempelajari keterampilan baru, namun mereka juga dapat meningkatkan kesehatan mental dan fisik, kepercayaan diri dan keterampilan sosial mereka. Ramon Spice adalah seorang profesor sosiologi di Universitas Victoria. Ia mengatakan bahwa kesenangan dan persahabatan adalah hal terpenting bagi kaum muda.
If you strip everything away about sports and after-school sort of physical activity, for children and young people, it's ultimately first and foremost about fun and the social component. So making new friends or being with your friends, being with your peers.
Ia percaya bahwa rasa keterhubungan yang dibangun anak-anak selama aktivitas ini sangat penting bagi para migran juga.
You can craft sort of a sense of belonging both to those around you, to the environment or the spaces that you're in. And I think that can be really meaningful, as we know sort of that sense of belonging is absolutely fundamental to well-being and to a sense of community for everyone, but particularly, of course, also for those who may be, sort of either newly arrived or come from communities who might generally more struggle with forms of discrimination or marginalization.
Zakaria Farah adalah kepala pengembangan komunitas di The Huddle, sayap komunitas North Melbourne Football Club. Ia melihat langsung bagaimana kegiatan ini membantu anak-anak terhubung di luar sekolah.
And one of the benefits that a lot of young people see is the opportunity to make friends, friendship and connect with each other. You know, and the social connection is a key determinant of well-being, and being able to make friends is sometimes might be difficult for young people, but sports brings people together and all these other programs that we do brings people together. So building strong connection is a really important benefit for young people.
Raymond Spy merekomendasikan untuk melibatkan anak-anak dalam memilih kegiatan mereka.
But my three sons sit on completely different ends of that spectrum. So my oldest son loves the competitive stuff. He's a very gifted soccer player. The other one sits sort of in the middle. And the third one likes really outdoor play and going into nature. But once it gets sort of organized and competitive, he's not into that. So you can see sort of at a very micro level in one family already how there are these different sort of preferences. I think that's really important that we cater for the full spectrum of interest.
Biaya menjadi kendala utama dengan beberapa keluarga menghabiskan ribuan dolar setiap tahunnya untuk kegiatan setelah sekolah. Namun ada pilihan yang gratis dan terjangkau. Sekolah sering menyediakan kegiatan setelah jam sekolah dan banyak pemerintah negara bagian menawarkan voucher untuk olahraga dan seni. Perpustakaan di tempat Anda adalah sumber yang bagus untuk kegiatan seni, sains, dan teknologi. Elisa Denise adalah manajer layanan perpustakaan dan museum untuk Dewan Kota Liverpool di Sydney Barat Daya. Perpustakaan mereka menawarkan berbagai kegiatan sepulang sekolah gratis seperti klub catur dan robotika, kerajinan tangan, dan permainan retro.
Yellowmundi is, and all of our libraries, all public libraries, are all about providing access and equity to the community. It's about having places where kids can, regardless of your income, where you live, all of those things, you can have access to things that will interest you, that will equip you for new skills, that can just be fun. It's a less formal style of education.
Pusat Pemuda atau Youth Center dan Masyarakat adalah pilihan bagus lainnya untuk kegiatan gratis dan berbiaya rendah. Sacara Lovett, seorang pria di Goodidge Mara, adalah pemimpin tim di Richmond Youth Club di pusat kota Melbourne. Pusat itu menawarkan kegiatan seperti bola basket, sepak bola, memasak, dan sirkus. Ia mengatakan bahwa memiliki akses ke peralatan olahraga adalah daya tarik yang besar dan bahwa kaum muda juga senang memiliki tempat untuk mereka sendiri.
Because of the geographical location of where the hub is, they don't have a lot of space to actually just like sit and hang out and converse with other people their age. So a lot of what we try and do is just have group discussions or group activities, whether it's like if we cook, we'll all sit down and eat together and then have a discussion.
The Huddle menjalankan program olahraga gratis di North Melbourne dan Wyndham. Zakaria Farah mengatakan bahwa menjadikan program ini gratis akan memastikan inklusivitas.
When parents or young people have to pay for stuff, it becomes less inclusive and less people have opportunity to access that. So by making things free, you are allowing a higher proportion of young people to actually be able to engage with your activities and get the benefits of that social well-being aspect of it.
Ia percaya bahwa keamanan budaya juga merupakan kunci.
We emphasize a lot on hiring people and or educating our staff around what is the cultures that we support, what are their cultural requirements, what is and educating them around cultural safety. And how to facilitate sessions with young people who are from a different background.
Zakaria Farah sendiri mendapat manfaat dari program semacam itu pada saat tumbuh dewasa.
From my personal experience, when I was growing up and I was using these services, one of the things that I've made lifelong friends from young people who are from my background, but also people who weren't normally called backgrounds. They're quite isolated in the sense that they tend to stick together. But providing this opportunity to engage different people, to engage different young people from different backgrounds, really broadens your horizons and allows you to have those conversations in a more productive way.
Ia menambahkan bahwa selain menyenangkan, kegiatan ini dapat menciptakan peluang di masa depan.
I got an employment opportunity from working and being part of those after school programs, and I got an opportunity to work in those programs and then build my whole career was based on the first opportunity I got in that program.
Dan menurutnya, program ini mendukung semua orang, bukan hanya kaum muda saja.
And these young people come to us that we learn about what they do, we learn about their culture, and we are also able to adapt and learn from them. So there's the benefits that they receive individually is important, but they also contribute to us and being a more inclusive and harmonious society as well.
Pendengar, berlangganan atau ikuti podcast Australia Explained untuk informasi dan kiat yang lebih berharga tentang menetap dan kehidupan baru Anda di Australia. Jika Anda memiliki pertanyaan atau ide topik, kirimkan email kepada kami di alamat australiaexplained@sbs.com.au. Saya Ricky Kusumo melaporkan untuk SBS Indonesia.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.